Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Nun Tes, and let us talk about Ne'emanus when it comes to Erev Truman. We know that there is a concept of Ne'emanus, a Cheskas Kashrus, that every Jew generally have a Cheskas Kashrus, but we know there are some people that are Psulim La'edus. The Rambam tells us in Perek Tes of Hilchas Edus that there are a list of people, 10 types of Psulim, Asara Mine Paslanus Heim. There are 10 types of psulim for edus. Kol misha nimsa bo echad mehem ariu pasal edus. Whoever has any one of these categories within their essence, so to speak, they're pasal edus. Ve'elu hei nashim, avadim, ketanim, shotim, charashim. Right, women, avadim, as an evikinani, a katan, a shote, a cheresh, a suma, a blind man, harishaim, habizuyim, hakrovim, hanogin beedusan, hare elu asara, and then the Ram goes through discussing each of these psulim. So it's interesting now that we have the Mishnah here on Daf Nun Chesman Beis, going over to Nun Tesman Aleph, the Mishnah says that when we do medida for an ear of an erev truman, a modem element of mumche, only a mumche, an expert person, does the medida for the 2,000 amos. And then the Mishnah continues, v'afilu eved afilu shivcha ne'emanim lomar ad kan tchum Shabbos. Even an eved or a shivcha are believed to say up until here is tchum Shabbos. Shelo amru chacham metadav lahachmir ela lahaka, because tchum Shabbos was only said lechumra, and it was not said lechumra but lekula, and therefore one is allowed to rely on these psulim, even an eved, even a shivcha. Interesting. Don't you need a mumcha? So what do you mean you can rely on these people? We just said, the Mishnah said earlier that you need a mumcha. So how can it be that you can rely on the ish and the shivcha? That's the question of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha asks in Simon Shin Tzadites this question towards the end of the Simon in Yud Aleph. Ein rotza lomar shemidadum, right, the Shulchan Aruch there quotes this halacha from our Mishnah, that even an Evan, even a Shivcha could say it. Ein rotza lomar shemidadum, not that they are allowed to measure the Eved or the Shivcha, the Ein somchin ela amididas adamumcha, ukan albasiv zayin, ela rotza lomar she yodin shahayu muhzokin lelech adkan. Their belief to say that people used to walk till this spot. Till here was what people wore till Tchum Shabbos. Umistama bepam rishona haya al yidei adam sheyodeya ofnei hamedida. So they didn't do it, but there was a Tchum Shabbos that must have been made by a mumche, and they are the ones that are able to say that people used to walk until this spot. If you look at the Meiri, their belief to say that Ploni mumche measured it. Right, another way. Either way, they're facilitating your knowing it, not that they are allowed to measure it itself. Is this a chiddush? Is this a chiddush that the Eved and the Isha would be believed? Right, we know there's a principle of Eidecha Neman B'Yisurin also. The question is this a chiddush then for our purposes? So the Gemara implicitly talks about this. The Gemara says that the Mishnah had a line, Shlomer Chabim Zadav Lahakrel Lahakel, that the whole idea is to be Mekel, therefore you can rely on them. Vatanya, but we have a Brisa that says the opposite, Lo Amr Chachamim Es Hadav Lahakel Ela Lahachmir. So which is it? Amaravina lola hakel al divrei Torah ela lahachmir al divrei Torah. The whole idea is an addition midrabanan. Right, again, we spoke about tchumin. This is again a raya that tchumin is all derabanan. Ravina says that the whole idea is to add on to the Torah. So obviously, it's the whole the idea of it is a chumrah because it's adding on to a din that wasn't there mida araisa. So lola hakel al divrei Torah ela lahachmir al divrei Torah. That is the purpose. V'tchumen d'rabbanan. V'tchumen itself is d'rabbanan. So it is a chumra that was added on, but within itself, it is a d'rabbanan context. The Ritva here just adds an interesting line, like we're relying on these people, why don't we just check? Why don't we just check? It's davar she'efshar legalos. Can't you check? Says the Ritva, V'afal gav de'bechol sveiki d'rabbanan de'efshar lamekam le de'milsa lo azlin l'kula. And even though by generally sveikos d'rabbanan that you can determine what the answer is without relying on chazakos or anything else, you don't go l'kula, you check it out. Hacha tircha rabba hulimdod. Here it's a huge tircha to measure, right? To measure the 2,000 amos is not just a little bit to check. U'keman de'leka l'man ale de'milsa d'ainin ale. It's ki'ilu you can't check. Ki'ilu you can't check. Interesting to see if that comes up elsewhere in halacha, where something is tircha yaseira, and therefore it's considered ki'ilu you can't check. That's the comment of the Ritva here on this Mishnah. So let's get back. So is this chiddush in Ne'emanus or not? Is this Ne'emanus a chiddush or not? So again, the Mishnah Gemara says, well, because it's Durabanan, that's why we would rely on these people. Says Tosis, Utchumin Durabanan, Mashma Ihavi Daraisa Lo Mamni. Mashma, that if it would be a Daraisa context, so then we would not rely on these people, even though we would rely on others. Right, we don't rely on these people. But what do you mean? We rely on women who are also psula edis for other areas of Isser. Maisa b'chol yom, that we rely on women b'shchita. Right, if a woman says that the shchita was done properly, whether women can shecht or not, that's a separate topic. V'nikur, that nikur was done, the check out, taking out the non-kosher areas of the gid. V'litrom chala, and she was mafreshes chala. So we rely on women. So how do you say that midaraisa they wouldn't be believed? These psulim, eveder shivcha, the woman is believed. It's going to be mechalik between different psulim. We'd rather not do that right now. Hainu mishum davi biyada. That's only because there's a difference between shchita and afreshes chala and nikur. In this case, all those cases, it was biyada. Biyada means it was in their control in order to fix the problem at some point. So if it was biyada, that itself creates an emunus. That we'll talk about soon. Aval tchumin lo havi chal biyada. Tchumin isn't biyada. She even did it. I mean, everything can be done. You can measure, but it's not biyada to change the tchum, or she could. No, it's not that there's an event that was in her control. There's a tchum. What's the measure that you, what's the gvul? So it's not biyada, and therefore, that's going to be a difference. What does Tosfos say? If something is biyada, that's when the women are believed by Daraisas, or the other psulim. But if it's not biyada, that's like our case, chumin, they wouldn't be believed for Daraisas, but they would be believed for Durabanans. Ulahachi Tosas continues, Ne'eman katan tvei b'bdikas chameitz b'bitchumen. That's why a katan would be more believed by b'bdikas chameitz than in the world of chumen. Here a katan, as I mentioned here, she'edo ne'eman b'katano lo mar'ad kana yinu mahalchim. That a katan is less believed here. Why? Because b'bdikas chameitz is biyado. B'bdikas chameitz is biyado, and therefore it is more believability by a katan, for example, than in the context of tchumen. So why isn't a katan even believed daraisa? Why does it say in Psachim Dav Dalet, mashma, if it would be daraisa, they wouldn't be believed even though it's biyado? No, it's biyado, but it's still tercha yaseira. Therefore, there is biyada, which weighs that they should be believed, but it's tircha rabba, so they shouldn't be believed. You have to put all of these factors together. Okay, two or three points. Number one, the Achronim wonder how to categorize the case of Tchumen. Tosfos says that if it would be Daraisa, these Tzulim would not be believed. But Tosfos is mashma, says the Sfas Emes, that a kosher aid would be believed. Meaning it would be aid echadem ebisurin. Only these people wouldn't be believed if it would be Daraisa. But if it, by a kosher aid, they would be believed in this context. What does that show? Why? Well, how would they be believed? It must be that Erev Tchumen is not, or Tchumen, measuring the Tchum, is not called Cheskas Isser. Cheskas Isser, is there a prior chazaka that the aid is trying to undo? So that is Shaila elsewhere, but there's much evidence that an Eid Echad is not Neman negative Cheskas Isser. Right? If you don't know if something is kosher, then you can say it's kosher. We have no idea whether it's kosher or not. We don't know a certain status. But if we think that, if we knew that it was Usser, now they're trying to undo it, that's not so clear. So, the Sfas Emes says, Tosfos seems to hold that Tchumen is not called Cheskas Isser. Right? It's just being Mevarer where the Tchum is. The Imkain says, the Sfas Emes, after quoting this first line of Tosfos, Mashma de'ed echad kasher havi ne'eman gamim havi daraisa. The dafka evad v'shivcha lo hayi ne'emanim. Why? The Imkain, sarach svirlei, mistama, to lo chashiv negad achazaka, to abizchazik yisura ein'ed echad ne'eman. Ed echad would not be ne'eman negad acheskes isser, and therefore this case must not be called cheskes isser, the fact that there's a tchum out there. V'chein hayanire, to who rak mevarer makom atchum, v'eino negad chazaka. The aid is just telling us where the tchum is. There's no chazaka that's working against, and therefore that's why he would be believed. Miu ledin, at the end he says, be'emes kasva poskim de'ed echad be'isur gambe da'raisa, filu isha ve'eved ne'eman, ayin sham, Right, that's in the world of Eid Echad. Well, Debre Kotzvah say no Kain. Right, then Tosfos, he says maybe you could reread Tosfos in a different way. Tzchumen Havi Neged Chazakam, Yishim Testam Makam She Eino Yodeya Im Hu Menatchum, Yish Lach Shivin Shalom in a year, Kvo Chazakam Mikoach Ruba. We'll get back to that in a second. But first, let's say this other Sfaris. If you look at the Yad David, the Masifta quotes a number of Achronim here, that another svar, why would it be called, why is it not called Cheskes Isser? Because every step that you take is suffik in the tchum, suffik out of the tchum, right? Suffik yes, suffik no. So therefore that's not, there's no ikva isura that you know suffik for sure is usser, and you're trying to find it. Is this part of the Isser or not? No, it's like every step. Kopsiya shanu musupakin imi shayeches l'tchum olo hari kamosh chaticha shanu musupakim olo imi chelav oshuman. She'ein ze nechshav ischazik yisura. Ve'ein ze kechaticha mishay chatichos. She'vade lanu sha'achas mem shachelav. Right, there's no cheskes Isser here, and therefore, that's why Tosva said they would be believed. Others say, like the Sasebes at the end says, maybe I'm not so sure, because most of the world is out of the tum. So maybe you could even look at it as a rove of an ikva isura. Okay, machlokas achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger just leads it, but Tzarachian. He says, if it's true what Tosva says, that it's not a cheskes Isser, so why wouldn't the psulim also be believed? Why wouldn't the psulim be believed? Right? You don't need dafka, a unique halacha. Tosva says, mashma, but you'd be the right, so they wouldn't be believed. So we just dealt with the issue of, okay, so Sheirim would be believed. It must be that it's not a Cheskes Isser. Even Psulim would be believed it's not a Cheskes Isser. Kashuli asked the Rukiv Eger right here in Erevin, Nuntes. Me'echatesi lomar de'ein e'echa ne'eman de'mashna ze mikolu isurim de'ein e'echa ne'eman al kopan e'below is chazik isura. Halo afe ma'edaraisa amaylo na'amino midin eid echa ne'eman bi'isurim da'filu eved v'shifcha de'dinayu b'chol davar ki'isha ne'emenes. So he leaves that b'tzarachian. So that's something to think about regarding Cheskas Isser. The other point that Tosfos brought up is the point of Biyado. Biyado. Again, Tosfos said, what's the difference between Tchumen, where the Psulim will not be believed, and Shchita, and Nikur, and Hafrashas Chala? That is the issue of Biyado. So this is really discussed at length by the Mefarshim in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. The beginning of Maseches Gittin, the Rashi and Tosfos discuss Eid Echa Ne'eman Bisur, and that's where it comes up in the Gemara there. And Rashi and Tosfos discuss the Makar. What's the Makar for Eid Echa Ne'eman Bisur? So Rashi says, Shaharei Ha'emina Torah Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael. The Torah was Ma'amin, every Jew, Ala Freshes Truma, V'Ala Shchita, V'Ala Nikra Ged V'Chelev. Almost quotes exactly the same examples that Tosfos quotes here in Erev Nuntes. Rashi quotes there in Gittin. Because, after all, the Torah believes, the Torah is Ma'amin, that you're allowed to trust. So basically, it's a svara. It's a svara. The Torah is mamin. And then the Gemara says, again, Rashi explaining, when do you say Eid Yisurin? Only where there's not as chazik Yisura. But cheskas Isser, you would say that it's darish of erva, ain't darish of erva pachas mishnayim. So the Gemara answers, rov, bekiyanein, v'chulu, and Tosfos goes in, the Gemara goes into that. But Rashi here says, lo es chazik Yisura dechelef, this man is trying to come and say that she's divorced, is trying to uproot the Eshazish. Umitevel Vishita lo garmina lan. You wouldn't be able to learn it from the others of Tevel and Shita, the Hasam, Biyado Lasaknan, because those are Biyado. Lefichach Namal Haralan. Even if there's a Cheskes Isser, you could be believed there's Biyado. But if there's no Biyado, you wouldn't be believed. So that's why the question is by Gershon, how could it be believed? That's the Gemara's question. Tosfos there in Maseches Gittin has difficulty with Rashi. Tosfos says, Eidecha Nema Bisurin. Vim Tomar, Im Kein, Afilu Eschad. Tosfos first asks, what is the makar for Eidecha Bisurin? Tosfos quotes from Nida. From Nida, right, V'safra lo la'atzma, the Gemara Ksubis Ayin Beis, asks Tosfos, Vim Tomar, if the makar is Nida, Nida is Cheskes Isser. Right, so why can't you learn Eidecha Bisurin by Cheskes Isser? Im Kein Afilu Eschazik Yisura, answers Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, De'eina B'cheskas Sh'teheroe Kol Sha'a. Nida is a unique type of Cheskes Isser. It's a Cheskes Isser that runs out, that we know is only for a certain time. U'kisha Avru Shiva Tehora Memela, V'lo Eschazik Yisura, V'gam B'yada Litbol. and she could go to the mikvah. Right? The question is, how do those two halachas work? Look at the Marsha here and the Maritzchayas. But Tosva says, but she's not b'cheskas to see, it's a chazaka ha'asuya le'ishtanos, and therefore it's not going to be as strong as others. Once 7 days pass, v'meila, she could go to the mikvah, and then it's done. And therefore, Tosfos says that it's not going to be against cheskas iser, because that's a different type of cheskas, different type of cheskas iser. How exactly does the biyado work? That is a big topic which we just touched on, but that is a chakir amongst the achronim. Whether biyado, again, like Rashi says here, biyado allows you to even defeat a cheskas iser. Tosfos also says that she is not bechazaka to OEC, and it's also biyada litbo, and therefore that's different than other cases of cheskas iser. The question is, how exactly does biyada work? Is biyada, the fact that you could have done something, is that a type of ne'emanus that is positive ne'emanus? It's different, it's unique, it's maybe like a migu, and it can't really be a model for other cases. Or to say it even stronger, biyada means that there are bialim on the situation. The bialim on the situation, the Rush here in Maseches Gittin, on Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis, has a list of ne'emaniyos, and he says there, Hol b'rishuso hein, hari hein kishelo, v'ne'eman aleihem. There's the Lashon. Hol b'rishuso, hari hein kishelo, v'ne'eman aleihem. And then a little later, kivan shebiyado l'sakno havi kebailov. Havi kebailov. They're the bialim on the situation. So that's one way to look at biyado. But the other way to look at biyado, the achronim say, is biyado is not a separate emunah. It just removes the cheskas iser. Cheskas iser means something is usser, and therefore you can't be believed against it. But if something is biyado, then you could yourself remove the cheskas iser. So then that's not called the cheskas iser anymore. That's what the Beis Halevi says, based on the Maharik, the Beis Halevi, and Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin, Os Gimel, Va'anira Muchrach, the Svira Lila Rashi, he's talking about our Rashi, the Svira Lila Rashi, the Hani Shnei Svaras Achas Heim, the Ha de Ne'eman Hecha de Lois Chazik, the Gam Ha de Ne'eman Hecha Biyado, Tluyim Zebazet. Biyado against Cheskas Iser is the same as not Biyado without the Cheskas Iser, because one turns into the other one. V'svira le'rashi, da'tam ba'zehu, mishut tekivan, de'kol shah shahabei mehi b'chayim, ha'ya biyado l'salig menach yisura, while the animal was alive, you could check it properly, ha'riyu kamo, lo is chazik yisura l'inyin ha'idina. D'nei menes, t'lo mikri is chazik, rak im be'ez ha'isur, ha'ya muchrach li'os asur. Avol dover shegam b'tchila ha'ya talui, ha'kol b'rtzono, u'biyado l'salig ha'isur, if even originally you could always remove the isur whenever you want, that's not a true cheskas iser. How are you kamo lois chazik linyan zegufe? Shehu ba'atzmo ne'emon lomar shesila ke'iser. And then he quotes the Chiddushi Aran right here on the first daf of Maseches Gittin, where he says, the Ran says this exact thing. The Ran's lashon there is, after quoting the Rashi there, and he asks, wonders from Rashi, why does he quote, v'lohaya lozal lomar, Ella Bahani Mechazik Isura, the Chulani quotes, Ella Imkain Tomar, the Ischazik Isura Ubiyado Lasakain, Shave Lolo Ischazik Isura, the Ein Biyado Latakain, Upshara Hizu. That's the Lashon of the Chiddushi Aran. So again, it sounds exactly like what the Beis HaLevi said, that Biyado and Cheskas Iser knocks it down to a case of not biyado, not cheskas iser. The Mefarshim explain, this is also why when we say biyado, right when he's testifying, it's not biyado anymore. Let's say there's an animal that's dead. You want to know if it shechted or not. So the person says that it shechted. So he can't shechted now. It was only biyado earlier. So why should biyado earlier affect his haggadus edus right now? You know, so if biyado is a type of ne'emanus that we give him the powers, then it doesn't really make sense why biyado should go by the earlier point and not right now. He's giving testimony right now, so it should go by right now. But if you say no, biyado was not about a certain emunas that we're giving him. That was the Rush's lashon of Bailam. But biyado is a mechanism that removes the cheskas iser, so then that's why it goes by earlier. Because earlier we want to remove the cheskas iser, and therefore we are allowed to have it when it is earlier. Again, this could be the machlokas, part of what's behind the discussion here of Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, whether biyado non-cheskes iser is a good model, whether we can use it for a model for non-cheskes iser, not biyado. If it's a special type of an emunus, then it can't be used as a model. But if it's just removing the cheskes iser, so then that would be able to be a use. But either way, this is what Tosfos brings up here in Erevin also, when Tosfos says that B'dikas Chametz is more biyado than Trumin, even though B'dikas Chametz also has something going against it, and that is the Tircha Yisera. But this is a little bit about Eved and Shivcha Ne'amanus. Tosfos here discusses the issue of Katan, which we didn't get into, but Tosfos, the previous Tosfos, Dibur Ma'al Afilu, he quotes, even an Eid Echad would not be believed in by Katan, whether it was the Gemara in Ksubis. But again, that's not for now, but again, Katan also definitely relates to our Sukkah. Okay, we'll stop here.